From North State Public Radio, I'm Eric Adams.
And I'm Ken Duvall with your headlines for Wednesday, April 29th.
Coming up, parking fees in Upper Bidwell Park. The city says they're coming soon.
Also, Mpox cases are on the rise in California, and the state is urging vaccination for at-risk groups.
But we'll start in Shasta County, where the Board of Supervisors decided not to censure Registrar of Voters Clint Curtis for alleged managerial misconduct. NSPR's Claudia Brancart reports yesterday's vote followed investigations into his treatment of county employees.
A county investigation allegedly found that Curtis had made violent threats toward his staff. Those allegations included threatening to pull an employee out of their office by their hair and to slap or throat punch workers. But a majority of the board was against reprimanding the county's top elections official so close to the June primary, as Curtis is running to retain his position. Some supervisors were concerned that the move could unfairly sway voters. But Supervisor Alan Long, who was in favor of censure, pushed back on that idea.
We need to go where the fact leads us, and we need to go where the truth leads us. And it has nothing to do, as Chair Kellstrom said, with a political motivation or a timing issue.
Curtis denied all the allegations and threatened to sue for defamation. He said it's all an effort by his political enemies to sabotage him. In Chico, I'm Claudia Brancart.
Moving to Butte County, parking fees are coming to Chico's Upper Bidwell Park this summer. City Park Manager Shane Romaine tells NSPR that drivers will soon need to pay $2 a day or $25 for an annual pass. The fees will start sometime in June or July. Payments will be taken at kiosk or through an app. Romaine says there will be a grace period before enforcement begins, and more information is coming soon.
Industrial hemp production is weeks away from being banned in Trinity County. In about 30 days, a new ordinance approved by the Board of Supervisors will ban growing the plant. The county says the ban is meant to protect the local cannabis industry from cross-pollination, which can reduce a crop's value. Officials say cannabis is a key economic driver for the county. Violations could bring fines, penalties, and abatement.
The California Department of Public Health is urging high-risk groups to get vaccinated for Mpox as cases rise. Mpox, also known as monkeypox, is classified into two groups, clade 1 and clade 2. Both cause flu-like symptoms followed by a rash.
Health officials say the state is seeing a weekly average of about 15 clade 2 cases so far this year. That's more than double the average in the same period last year. Most of the cases are in unvaccinated people. The department is urging those most at risk of contracting the disease to get two doses of the Mpox vaccine, which protects against both types of the virus.
Those groups include gay and bisexual men, transgender people, people who have HIV, and people traveling to countries where Mpox is spreading and are anticipating sexual contact. The vaccine is generally available at local pharmacies and healthcare providers.
In other state news, assembly lawmakers killed a bill at the state capitol this week aiming to crack down on large investors that buy up housing in California. CAB Radio's Laura Fitzgerald reports.
Assembly members didn't end up passing a bill that would have ended a tax break for corporations that buy up housing stock to rent out. It would have applied to groups that own 50 units or more. Advocates say the practice makes it harder for everyday Californians to buy their first home. Democratic Assemblymember Matt Haney authored the measure.
People ask me, why are we doing this? Because we want Californians to be able to own homes and access homes and not have them taken off the market by Wall Street landlords who are getting a tax break to do so.
Governor Gavin Newsom signaled he wanted to crack down on the practice during his State of the State address in January.
I think it's shameful that we allow private equity firms in Manhattan to become some of the biggest landlords here in our cities in California.
But realtors and landlords oppose the measure. Deborah Carlton with the California Apartment Association says ending the tax break would make it so investors are less likely to sell.
We think you're going to hurt these owners and potentially the tenants who have the option to buy when the owner decides to use this tax advantage.
The bill was killed in the Assembly Revenue and Taxation Committee. In Sacramento, I'm Laura Fitzgerald.
A new report from California's Legislative Analyst Office finds state spending has grown by about $100 billion since before the pandemic. General fund spending climbed from $146 billion in 2019 to a proposed $248 billion next fiscal year. Ann Hollingshead is an analyst with the LAO, which conducts research for the legislature. She says a report set out to answer a basic question: what caused the spike in spending?
Is it mainly because the state is creating a bunch of new services and doing new things, or is it because of cost pressures that have existed, you know, kind of before the pandemic? And what we mainly find is that it's mostly about cost pressures that have existed since before 2019-20.
The LAO finds about 70% of that growth went to sustaining services that already existed. Just 30% paid for new programs or expansions. The report says a handful of areas drove most of the increase, including K-14 education, Medi-Cal, and developmental services.
Finally, Butte County residents will need permits to burn yard waste on their property starting this Friday. CAL FIRE says only natural vegetation grown on the property can be burned, and only between 6 and 11 o'clock in the morning on permitted burn days. The requirement applies countywide except in Chico, which doesn't allow yard burning at any time. Other regulations and restrictions can be found on Butte County's website. And those are your headlines for Wednesday, April 29th. Our theme song is Burrow and courtesy of Blue Dot Sessions. I'm Eric Adams.
And I'm Ken DeVall. Have a great day.